Maybe.
Could be the buddy. Save me.
And after all.
There it is.
Welcome to the show.
Want to be a millionaire?
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Do you want to be a millionaire?
Who dares to be a millionaire?
Happy National Be a Millionaire Day.
I know exactly how we should celebrate.
What would you need?
$1 million.
$1 million?
Actually, after taxes, the amount you'll receive is
a lot less than a million.
Taxes? I don't pay no taxes.
Happy National Be a Millionaire Day.
Showtime.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson. Starts now.
Thursday, we are back. Good morning to you. I am John. That is Jackson.
Hey.
Producer Danny hanging out for now.
Hello.
What up? Man, we are getting close to Memorial Weekend, close to taking some time off and relaxing.
I'm so itching for it. This has been a rough couple of months, I tell
ya. I know. Like, everyone else on the team took time off, but we decided to keep coming.
We had to keep calling idiots.
I look back now.
You regret it.
I regret some decisions that were made.
I don't, man.
No, it was fine.
I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, no, we are back and we got a full show for you today, including coming up right before 7 o'clock. We're going to tell you all the fun activities that are happening this weekend with Memorial Day, with social distancing, with code yellow, code orange.
Whatever we are. Yeah.
Whatever code we're at. Yeah, so no FOMO will be coming up there as well. What are you going to do for Memorial?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to doing absolutely nothing. I cannot wait for it.
Danny?
I'm going camping.
You going camping? Do you have a spot planned out? You make a reservation?
No.
Okay.
We're just going to wing it.
All right.
Going to Flaming Gorge.
Oh, beautiful.
It's going to be cold, though.
Yeah. That'll be fun, though.
Yeah.
Good for you. I'm going to be spending my weekend looking for a no solicitation sign for out in front of my house.
Those don't work.
Yeah, no.
Do they not work?
No. Nah.
Really?
Listen, if someone is determined enough to knock on your door that they dressed up, they loaded up their product on their back, and they are showing up at your door, then I don't know that a sign's going to stop them.
I'm not getting the people with the product on the back like they used to. There used to be like carpet cleaner people who would come by, or magazine salesmen.
Love those guys.
I had two separate salesmen for
alarm
solar
systems,
solar panels.
Oh, that's the big one.
Yeah,
that's,
I was on my front lawn just like chilling on a blanket. And some lady just walked up to me and she was like, "You want solar panels on your house?" I was like, "I'm renting this house."
Yep.
Like, who
sorry.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's the thing. If you're a renter, no one bothers you.
I feel like every day, though,
you get
I'm
blacklisted.
Getting alarms and solar panels. That's all that gets knocked on my door these days.
Ooh.
So you're telling me the no solicitations does not work the way I was hoping it would?
Yeah,
though,
I don't think so.
Man. Well, never mind that.
When I was a door-to-door salesman,
uh-huh,
I always adhered to the no soliciting signs.
You did. I appreciate that.
However,
mm-hmm,
most of my cohorts did not.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is it awkward,
our
then?
Bosses would tell us, like, ignore them. They don't know what they need. I'm like, oh. Well, I don't think that's a great way to treat your customers.
You know me, I don't like confrontation. Because in my mind, what I'd like to do is open the door, I'd look at my sign and be like, "Oh, did you not see my sign?
Mm-hmm. Look how nice my sign is."
Yeah.
But I am not that person.
No.
I would not acknowledge, and I would just continue listening to the sales pitch.
Yeah.
Oh, I would. I would just like
point
at it
and walk in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I could be that person. Oh, well. All right, Monroe's going to be here in a bit, so why not I take over for you with a pocket full of sunshine. I'm going to give you a choice, though.
Okay.
You want money or animals?
Animals. Always animals.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. There is a woman in New Zealand who has decided to start training animals how to do CPR.
What?
So we talked yesterday about the Heimlich maneuver and how some people know how to do it. Some people have never really learned. They've just seen it in movies like Mrs. Doubtfire. Well, I guess this woman, she teaches the dogs to jump up and down on a dummy's chest. So the dummy's lying there motionless and unresponsive, much like how you would be. And she's saying that the dog they teach like the pace of it. I don't think it could be as quick as staying alive, though, if you ask me. But yeah.
I don't know. There's some wacko dogs, man.
But the dogs that can jump that quick, are they heavy enough to be able to really get the right amount
that
of pressure?
Depends on how heavy the person is. Like, if you're a big dude, then you're going to want a big CPR dog.
She says that she started this by teaching her boxer CPR. She knows a lot of tricks, she wanted to teach her something new.
Boxers do that anyway. They're always smacking the ground and
they're
stuff.
They're little spazzes.
They're little spazzes.
She did say, she's talking about her boxer in this article.
I love boxers.
And I highlighted this because I didn't understand some of these. And Jackson, you spent a lot of time training your dogs. Says she knows all of her basic commands: competitive obedience, hungry hippos, Jenga.
Hungry Hippos. She can play Hungry, Hungry Hippos?
She can play and Jenga? Arm I jumps.
That. I love it.
She's smart, insanely easy to teach, and she loves her trick
Boxers
training.
Boxers are great.
And it inspired me to teach others how to have their dogs perform CPR. So I don't know. I don't know if it works or not.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
The more I hear coming out of New Zealand, I'm just, that place is wild.
I know
Australia really gets all the glory over there because they, everything wants to kill you. But man, every story out of New Zealand is always just something magical. CPR dogs, zero coronavirus. I'm like, all right, guys, you're doing great.
Yeah, stop, stop. You're already ahead.
You're proving your point.
It's summertime. It's Memorial Weekend. Mm-hmm. Let's try something new.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so tomorrow to kick off the great weekend that kind of kicks off summer.
Yes.
We're going to play Friday Oakey.
Friday Oakey?
Friday Oakey.
You will not give up this karaoke thing.
Yes.
Well, the it's mostly...
The last time I really thought you outdid yourself with Clucky Oakey.
Oh, man, Monroe, will you give us a little bit of Clucky Oakey, please?
Cluck, 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 cluck.
Mm, this is delicious. So good.
How many meetings did we have because of Clucky Oakey?
Doesn't
like,
matter.
Just stop singing on the radio.
Never.
Nope.
Leave it to the professionals.
So Friday Oakey is going to work like this. We have the Wheel of Oakey here in studio.
Wheel of Oakey.
Wow.
You just came,
I just
that
came up with
solid,
that.
Solid, yeah. Man.
Producer Danny is there at the Wheel of Oakey. And if you go to our YouTube stream, you can see it. On it are a bunch of different categories. So the categories include country music, 1980s songs, Ed Sheeran, graduation songs, and booty call songs.
I certainly hope you don't expect me to sing like Ed Sheeran.
I do.
That's not going to happen.
You got to pick an Ed Sheeran song. Whether or not you sound like Ed Sheeran song, Ed Sheeran singing.
That'll be up to the...
Okay, so
exactly.
Wait. We're just going to actually do
so
karaoke?
Here's what's going to happen. We're going to spin the wheel. It's going to land on one of those categories.
Yeah.
You have 24 hours to pick a song that fits that category, a karaoke version. And then tomorrow on the show at this time, you will perform up to 40 seconds of the song. I would recommend the hook, but that is up to you. Maybe it's the start of the song.
I have to actually sing.
Yes.
Yeah. I have to physically try.
And then.
30 seconds is fine.
We're going to turn it over to our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Five calls says it all.
Mm. No.
And they will choose who won Friday Oakey.
Oh.
I don't want to do this.
How fun does this sound?
Yeah.
Yeah, Danny likes it. Producer Danny's going, yeah.
This is what happens when you leave, Monroe. John and I planned this all day yesterday. We were so excited.
Let me ask you, Monroe, what do you feel most confident about? Country music, 1980s songs, Ed Sheeran, graduation songs, or booty call songs? What do you hope it lands on?
Oh, booty calls.
Booty call songs.
Yeah,
okay.
All day. Interesting.
All right.
Interesting.
Jackson, what would you like to see it?
I want to do some 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like some 80s because it's just so... I feel like it's the most diverse of the... Of the categories up there. And costuming, are you serious? The costumes that I could go to go along with a 1980s song versus like Ed Sheeran, what do I just dress up in a t-shirt and look slobby next
flannel.
To Beyonce? Okay.
Listen, I want 1980s because I'm calling it now. I want Loverboy, Everybody's Working for the Weekend. So I'm calling it now.
You can have that.
If it goes on the 80s, that's what I'm singing for Friday Oakey.
Mm.
Do we all understand the rules of the game?
Yeah.
I understand, but I don't understand why you're making me do some my body, my choice.
You're gonna do so well. I'm so looking forward to it for tomorrow. It's gonna be fun. I'm gonna play the karaoke minus track from my side. All you have to do is sing along on your side to the song. That look she's giving me is pure excitement, I think.
You know why?
Hmm.
Because every time
what?
I have sang on the radio,
what?
You have turned it into a jingle.
No.
Yes, you have.
No.
Yes, you have.
Not
what?
Every time.
Are you kidding? Jackson gave me a dog that has me singing Britney Spears for Christmas.
Yeah, when you squeeze it, it's Monroe singing Baby One More Time.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that. All right, Producer Danny, go ahead and give the spin to the Wheel of Oakey.
Wheel of Oakey.
Round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows.
You would have been great on Wheel of Fortune.
Wait, who is
thank
this?
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, man, crap.
Country music.
We all have to do country music?
Yeah. Yes.
Spin again.
So
that's
we all pick a country
works.
Music.
Yeah,
that's,
go again.
No,
it didn't
can't.
Go all the way around.
That's, it went around
no,
many
it didn't.
Times.
No, it didn't. I didn't see it.
For the first time, I will allow it if we wanted to go around again. But Jackson, what do you think, Jackson?
I say we got to stick with it, man. It's the first one. Stick with it. Come on.
Okay. So tomorrow, you got 24 hours. You got to find a country song.
I am
song.
So mad at you.
You have to perform up to 45 seconds. Does not have to be 45 seconds of the country song.
Okay.
We're going to do it live here on the show.
And if you turn it into a jingle, what do I get?
We're not going to turn it into a jingle. We're just going to have some fun with it tomorrow. And then we're going to let our listeners vote five calls on who has the best country song, the best version, who is the most entertaining.
Yeah, here's the thing. I can't sing. Mm-hmm. I have resigned myself to that. Mm-hmm. I know that I can't sing. Every talent agent in this town has told me. But what I lack in singing ability, I more than make up for in showmanship.
Yes.
So
exactly.
I feel like I can pull this off.
I'm too busy for this. I have a hamster to find.
So tomorrow at this time, we will do Friday.
I just figured out my song. I can't wait to tell you off.
Oh, really?
I want it to be a surprise for the audience, but I can't wait to tell you.
Okay, awesome. Tomorrow, we'll play it. Let's get to your Showbiz Beat.
Let's do it, buddy. Showbiz Beat, all powered by Esko. Now, I do have a Showbiz Beat prepared for you, but quickly before we do that, you've got breaking showbiz news over there, John.
Yeah, so we all know the story of Lori Loughlin.
Yeah. Aunt Becky. On Full House, she paid $250,000. Her and her husband Mossimo of the Mossimo Clothing Empire, a.k.a. the best clothes that Target ever sold, and their new line sucks. But
wow.
Mossimo and Lori Loughlin paid $250,000 to get their two girls into USC.
So that was a $250,000 per girl.
Right.
So half.
Half a mil.
Yeah.
To get her girls into USC. That's, you know, how unintelligent her girls are. They had to pay $500,000 to get them in there. So, and they did it illegally, and they got caught up in that whole scandal along with William H. Macy, I mean, there's a million of them.
So, the argument's always been for Mossimo and Lori Loughlin that they thought they were doing donations.
They thought they were donating to the school.
Yeah, much like how you've always heard, oh, my grandfather paid for this wing so I could get into Harvard. Uh-huh. And it turns out that they were doing illegal bribes to act as if their children were playing on the rowing team. Now that's their defense.
They have said from the start, we're not pleading guilty. We didn't do anything wrong.
Yes.
Nothing we did. Once the judge hears our side of the story, we know he's going to let us off.
So the Department of Justice has announced that Lori Loughlin and her husband will plead guilty.
Finally.
So they've reached a plea deal.
Yes. Would you like to hear what they will serve?
Here's the thing. I was excited for this to go to trial because Aunt Becky was going to get 20 years in prison.
That's what they were talking about.
She was staring down the barrel of like 20 to 25 years in prison for this.
So how much time do you think Aunt Becky, Lori Loughlin, is going to be in prison for? How much time will she serve?
I mean, knowing this country and how we don't sentence anyone properly, probably 3 years.
3 years? Okay.
24 months.
24 months? 2 months in prison.
What?
A $150,000 fine.
That's less than they paid.
And 100 years or 100 hours of community service.
100 hours?
How much time do you think her husband will have in prison?
Oh, less, right?
Less. Zero.
Zero? 5 months in prison, $250,000 fine, and 250 hours.
So he was more involved,
of community service.
Like.
Maybe it was his checkbook. I don't know. But yeah, there you go. It's going to the court. As soon as they approve it, that'll be
gosh.
Done.
So a combined 40-year sentence has been reduced to a combined 7-month sentence and like a $300,000 fine, which is still $200,000 less than what got them into trouble in the first place.
I do think Felicity Huffman had about a 2-month sentence as well, and she was out.
You know what?
Yeah, but she
what?
Didn't pay nearly as much. Hers was like $20,000
Yeah,
or
it was
something.
Like $50,000 or something like that. It was a fraction of
yeah.
The thing about Felicity Huffman is that she was upfront about it. She goes, I know what I did was wrong. I'm very sorry. She acknowledged it and she moved on. And she knuckled down and she did her sentence. Aunt Becky has been fighting this for a year now.
So the Department of Justice has started to release some of the evidence they had against the two.
Uh-huh.
And they actually have these documents that were submitted saying that Olivia Jade, so Lori Loughlin's daughter,
won
two gold medals in the San Diego Crew Classic, participated in Boston's Head of the Charles Regatta in 2016 and 2017. So they're showing all these documents now.
Falsified so many documents.
Yeah.
Lied to a college.
There you go.
Dude,
2 months in prison. Man, I wish I was rich. Rich people don't have to do anything. They don't get in trouble for anything.
Like, we've had people serve more time for parking tickets.
Yeah.
Then, I know. Then they are just going to serve for this. It's crazy.
Oh, that's infuriating. Well, thank you for kicking it off.
You're welcome.
Right, because now I'm angry.
You're welcome.
Well, let me bring the mood back a little bit here. Google's developing something really cool. It's a smart hoodie. The hoodie is going to have a drawstring on it that allows you to control the music on your phone. So the cord will light up when it's touched, and it'll change songs when it's tapped, flicked, pinched, or twisted. So you'll be able to control everything just from your hoodie. You won't even have to reach into your pocket and play with your phone anymore.
Oh, that's cool.
Now, if you already have, like, the AirPods, then there's not really a reason for it.
Yeah.
You can control everything with the AirPods. But for the rest of us, this is pretty fun.
Also, with my hoodie, I play with the string a lot. That
sounds like a very personal problem.
It does. I just take mine out. I take the string out of all mine. Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah. Drives me nuts. It just gets tangled in the washer and I'll end up
washing my Google Smart hoodie. I don't know if it's for me.
Well, I'm sure it's supposed to be twisted. Oh, okay. Or it's supposed to be washed.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can wash all sorts of stuff now.
Okay.
I have like shirts that light up that you can
wash. That's
true. You know?
Yeah.
It's all good. Harry Styles is getting interviewed by Apple Music. And he was talking about, like, the glory days of One Direction. He says that he didn't realize that Zayn Malik wasn't having fun until he shocked everyone and just said, I'm leaving. He said it was kind of like we were sad, obviously, that someone had left, but also sad that he wasn't enjoying it so much that he had to leave. Because I think at the time, the tour and everything was going so well, everyone was feeling pretty good. He's like, that's the nicest way of saying he was a baby about it. We were all having the time of our lives. We had all of the money we wanted. Like, we were at the peak.
Yeah.
And he ruined it. Like, that's the nicest way he could have said Zayn Malik ruined it for everyone.
Have you heard Harry Styles' new song?
Uh-uh.
It's called Watermelon Sugar.
Oh, Watermelon Breathe Sugar. I love Watermelon Sugar. It's so good.
I don't know if I just like him. I like that him and Taylor Swift still have this.
Pal, you're
so cool.
Yeah. I love this song so much.
It's a good one. Mm-hmm. You got to listen to the whole thing. Oh, it's great. And that's your showbiz beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate it. I love this text. It says, Mix, you know what the state of Utah needs right now? It needs a good laugh. Mm-hmm. Who's in for 31 Days of Fright in June?
No.
Ooh.
I would, but Monroe's going through a lot. Monroe's going through a lot. We're going to get to all that is Monroe. I'm not sure if we...
She's having a rough go, guys.
I'm not sure if we can do that to her. If you don't
I'm
know,
shocked that she's even here today.
Yeah, if you're not familiar with 31 Days of Fright, this is where we just challenge each other to scare Monroe for 31 days.
She's so easy to scare. It's
so fun.
Easy.
I just... It could be the thing.
That to ends, set her off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kill me.
Yeah.
It could kill me right now.
Yeah, you might have an actual aneurysm.
All right, we love doing this on Thursdays, telling you the fun activities that are happening this weekend. It's called Monroe's No FOMO.
There is so much happening this weekend.
Oh, yeah? Awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun stuff that I've found. First of all, Gardner Village, the Woodland Fairy Festival has kicked off.
Oh, my gosh. Have you ever taken
Ella
to it?
No, I haven't. It's always one of those things that I want to go do.
My kids, both of them, Liam and Ella, loved it. They had, like, fairy juice you could buy and little wings to run around with. It's
cute. Tiny houses, scenes. They have a fairy quest, a wishing bridge, fairy name game, fairy tea parties, fairy parades.
Yeah.
It's just a ton of fun stuff. So, I don't know. We might go check that out. Also, it's kind of outdoors, right?
Yeah. It's complete. You just walk around Gardner Village.
Yeah.
So, you know, if the shops are there, but it's beautiful. I will tell you, the fairies, not as creepy as the elves that they put out every Christmas.
Oh. Mm.
Yes. Mm. I don't know if you've ever gone and experienced
the
elf
hunt. I have not experienced either of those. Ah.
Dude, the Witch Fest is great.
Witch Fest is great, yeah.
So, that runs now through June 30th. The Clever Octopus. Have you ever heard about this place?
No.
So it's kind of an art supply store that uses, like, they reuse things. So it's garbage.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, so they take garbage and, you know, make cool stuff out of it, right? Well, they've been giving away free art and craft kits, and they do this every week in their, it's called the Octo Box. And so it's, this week it's like a seedling kit, so you can kind of just, you know, grow some seeds or whatever and have the kids watch them. It's actually kind of cool, right?
It's awesome.
And it's stuff that they're reusing.
What's the name of this place?
It's called the Clever Octopus.
Clever Octopus, okay.
It's on 2250 Southwest Temple, if you want to check it out. And kits are while supplies last, so.
Right.
So they're, like, right across from us then.
2250 South.
I said 250 South.
Right across and then some.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard 250. I was like, I don't know if that's true. I'm looking at 250 right now.
Yeah.
The Crystal Hot Springs is open.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. I've never been.
That's the one up by the border, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did that. Got those t-shirts that one day.
Yeah. I've been there with the family.
And?
It was an experience.
I know. It's just like, isn't it like sulfur water?
Yeah, it's a natural hot spring. It's a spring. It's got that, you know, rotten egg smell that when you're there.
Yep.
But it was fun. It was kind of so cool to do it for a day. It was packed, too.
Yeah.
Drive-through baby animal festival.
What?
You guys, at the Cross E Ranch, it's on 3500 North and 2200 West. And I guess they do a big baby animal festival every year, and they're not able to do that. So this year they made it a drive-through one. It's only going through May 23rd, so it's only through Saturday.
I want that.
I know. Yeah. So you got to get down there.
Is it currently happening? Like, is this something I could go do tonight?
Yeah, it is.
Well,
thecrosseranch.com if you want to check it out.
Yeah.
But they've got they've got this bunny on their website. It's big ol' eyes, like the biggest bunny eyes I've ever seen. It's the cutest.
That's what I'm there for.
It's so cute.
Make me cry because you're so cute.
That's totally
what I want.
The Heber Valley Railroad is offering half price right now.
Hey.
Wonder how they're doing it. Like, are
the
they
social distancing?
Yeah. I just wonder if they're
keeping
if they
seats apart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they probably are.
They have fun stuff. Not only is it like they do the Polar Express in December, they have that week of Harry Potter. It's like a wizard train.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
The Hogwarts Express.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fun. I love that.
That's
speaking
rad.
Of, they're doing a wizard paint night. Have you heard of Paint with a Twist?
Mm-mm.
So it's one of those paint night things.
Okay.
Only it's at a place. Like, you go to this place. But with the lockdown and everything, they're going to do a virtual one. So you go there, you pick up your kit, and then you kind of do like a Zoom call, and they do the instruction with you. Only it's Harry Potter themed.
That's cool. I have a laundry room full of paint night disasters. And we don't know what to do with them.
Oh, my gosh. Because,
I mean, we have so many of them.
And it's so fun to go.
Yeah, you know, it's a blast.
But
I love it.
Just throw them away.
It's not exactly a masterpiece, you know?
No, trust me.
That's But it's also sentimental.
Yes.
Listen, I feel you, man. I get you. Throw it away.
Yeah, just throw it away.
Jen did one where she made like a planter. I don't know what it was.
Oh, yeah. Plant night.
Yeah.
I love plant night.
That was cool, too. Mm-hmm. We actually used that.
How long do you have to keep something like that before you can throw it away? Because if you throw like your painting away right after, you're a monster.
Uh-huh.
But if you keep it 10 years down the road, people are like, oh, really?
Yeah, you saved all those?
Oh, I'm coming up on like the 5-year mark. So
get rid of them.
Get rid of it.
Get out of there.
Okay.
My friend's husband loves her so much that he takes all of her paintings and he hangs them in his office.
Does he
really? He loves her.
Oh,
he loves her.
That's so cute.
I know. Okay, really quick. I know. We've got a lot of stuff. The aquarium, if you want to stay home, they are offering the Aquarium to You series on their Facebook page, and they like just post cool videos of their animals and stuff.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Every day is a different theme. And then up at Suncrest Park, yoga in the park, dude. They said that it's like just a big open space. So
wait,
they
Suncrest?
Can do, yeah. That's,
my Suncrest?
Yeah.
Oh.
At Draper Park?
All right.
I don't know.
I don't read the emails.
Okay. So,
get the emails. They don't want you participating.
Well, we've had some issues with the HOA.
But you can do social distancing. It's a big, open space, and so
the park's beautiful. It's overlooking Utah Lake.
Mm-hmm.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So check that out. There it is. That's your No FOMO.
Awesome. We'll get it all up online at mix1051utah.com. The three of us, and listen, I know a lot of people who feel this way, too. There was, in January and February, a lot of us got sick.
Mm-hmm.
And then in March, everyone started talking COVID. And so I have a lot of friends who go, I had COVID. I had it back in January. I had it in February.
I just had to pay my Instacare bill from when I was sick back in January.
Right.
$400.
Because
after insurance.
I went to California for a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back and I was pretty ill. And after I was sick, and I took off like a week of the show.
Yeah, you're not sick very often either.
No, I use my vacation time, not my sick days.
Right.
And the next thing you know, Jackson is out for 2 weeks with breathing treatments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I was dying.
Monroe doesn't get sick, but ends up breaking out in this huge rash across her body.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
All COVID-19 symptoms, right?
Right.
Hard time breathing, weird rashes, knocked us all on our bums. And so we all have really felt like we've had COVID-19, but there's been no way to prove it, right?
Right.
And not only did I get sick coming back from this California wedding, but my whole family did. My whole family was down for about 2 weeks. They had trouble breathing. They ended up going on breathing treatments multiple times between Jen, Liam, and Ella. It was a scary time. I remember like staying
miserable.
When Pink described her son who had COVID-19 and like staying up all night worried about him. I was that way with my daughter, Ella, because she was having such a hard time breathing.
Oh, and she's so little.
Yeah. So the city of Draper yesterday offered an antibody testing.
No, oh, cool.
Yeah, and it was like $50. You had to register online ahead of time, and they did it all day over at Galena Park. And they have this really big parking lot, so you go there, you register, and what we decided to do was Jen wanted to know if she had COVID. Said, why don't you go and get the antibody? If you get the test, then we know I had it, and we know—
Anything that you guys got, the two of us are going to get.
Then we know if the morning show had it.
Right.
And so we all went together as a family to the COVID-19 antibody testing
That's
in the
like
car.
That's like a 15-minute turnaround, too, right?
Well, yes, but.
Oh, okay.
Because there are hundreds of cars and people who have registered and given this company $50, right?
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
there's all these lanes, and you wait in this line for, I don't know, 30 minutes just to get up to the person who's doing the test.
Right.
Then you finally get up to the tent, and the person comes over, and all they do is they prick your finger. Like they lance it, there's a little blood, and they swab the blood, and they say, okay, go park over there. We'll come find you in 15 minutes.
Okay.
Like, wow, what a process. And you go and you park, and you sit for another 15, and then finally someone runs over to the car, knocks on the window, confirms your information, and just reads you the test, whether or not you have it. It's the strangest experience.
Weird. Yeah, drive-through doctor.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, the amount of people doing this was also insane. Oh, yeah. So... in the answer, if this morning show had COVID-19 according to the antibody test, we did not.
Yeah.
We did not, no.
I mean, I figured if we had, you would have called us that night.
If we had, you would have been like, you were right the whole time.
Yeah, no. I don't know. It came back. I know we were so disappointed.
Still a medical mystery.
Yes, your rash is still a medical mystery. Jackson, I think I just gave you a really bad case of
the flu,
influenza. Yeah. We were kind of bummed.
It was, I mean.
I know, right?
Not, yeah.
I was like ready to go to Lagoon.
I know. That
that's the problem.
I know.
I hope they told every person in that park, no, you didn't have it. Regardless of the test, I hope they told them, oh, here we go. No,
I
set you idiots.
Off.
Look what you
I
did.
I struck a nerve.
Look what you did.
You can still potentially get it. We don't know yet.
I would love to know the actual percentage of people walking away who did end up having it.
Yeah.
I don't know if KSL will end up reporting.
I hope it's zero.
Yeah, are they going to report on the antibody test? Are they going to...
I assume at some point. I don't know. I'll keep looking on KSL in that article to see if they update it. But as of this morning, they didn't have any more information. All right, Monroe. Well, if me telling you you didn't have COVID-19 isn't enough of a pocket full of sunshine, why don't you help us out?
Okay, I found the cutest thing ever, and I've been excited to like share this with you. So, there is a man who created a YouTube channel, and he did this for people that maybe don't have dads, or you know their dads weren't in their lives, so like kind of like show them the ropes.
Yeah.
But it's called Dad, How Do I? And it's just a bunch of videos on, you know, Dad, how do I fix running toilets? You know, Dad, how do I unclog a bathtub drain?
I'll tell you, I need this because I did not pay attention to my father when he was trying to teach me all of this. So.
Dude, and he is just—he's just cute. He's the cutest dad.
He's got an interview that was just done. You want to hear some?
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you so much. You guys are amazing. Please know, I don't think I've cornered the market on how to fix things. I've just being a dad and, you know, stuff comes up and I got to just figure out how to do it. There's certain ways that people might do it differently. That's fine. But if you don't have a way, maybe you can use me as a resource to figure things out. So I'm hoping that my channel is just a way to empower people to see if you can try to figure it out yourself. Because some of these tests aren't as hard as maybe we're led to believe. So hopefully my channel helps you with that.
I think it's so cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
It's super cute.
And the way he does his videos, they're really easy to follow along. Some are a little more difficult than others.
Sometimes when you're trying to learn from your dad or your grandpa.
You just get yelled at the whole time.
That's why I just, my father and I, it just did not work.
Yeah.
Is what I'm
saying.
You
didn't have a good working relationship.
No, yeah. We're asking you to choose the news. You have three stories to pick from. We'll tell the one on air. The other two go on to our podcast, which you can always download on any directory. Just search for The Mix Morning Fix. Jackson, your story is...
If your dream home has an indoor beach, it's for sale right now.
Monroe.
Finally, all my years of the X-Files studying is going to pay off.
I have, you got your Frosted Flakes in my Fruit Loops. Well, you got my Fruit Loops in your Frosted Flakes. You get what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I really Monroed it. All right, we'll go to the text votes today.
It's called putting a dash Monroe on there.
This says, always, always voting for Monroe.
Thank you.
Cute.
It says, it's our friend Sarah Noah. She does nights here on Mix.
Hey.
I'm tuning in this morning on my way to a doctor's appointment. I miss you guys. My vote is for Monroe.
Yeah.
Sarah Noah, a few votes for Jackson there. Say the John vote's a little sparse this morning.
Well, I'm glad you can admit it, because usually you have a very difficult admitting it.
You're upset because when I win, I win big.
Wow.
That's
because
what you're upset about.
You
inflate the numbers.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
Okay.
The winner today with 53% of the votes, Monroe!
Yeah!
That's one of my higher percentages I've ever won.
It's just because we gave him crap for the percentages right before he said the percentage.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I know.
You're lucky.
Otherwise,
there's YouTube
it would have been 39%.
You are lucky there's YouTube cameras on.
What would you do?
Oh, you know
okay.
what I
mean. Oh, okay. Okay, this is actually an interesting story. So there's a Columbia University astronomer. His name's David Kipping. And he recently concluded that alien life most likely exists in the universe. His research found that although human life on Earth defies the odds, the rest of the universe is a completely different story. He says the analysis can only provide statistical probabilities, but the case for a universe teeming with life emerges as the favored bet. The search for intelligent life in worlds beyond Earth should be by no means discouraged. So let's go alien hunting, man.
So hold on. Some guy sat down and did a bunch of math and is like, aliens.
He's an astronomer. Right? He would know. He would know more than I would know.
But, I mean, that's fair. I just don't know. Like, I'd like to know his cross.
It's supposed to be booing, but it did not
that
sound like
booing.
That was a
terrible boo.
That was a...
I'll keep working
on it. Sounded like a freeway.
I have offered to redo all of your sound buttons.
Ever since we got this new system.
And you just won't have
it. No. No.
You like your wimpy buzzer. You like your bad boos.
That's not what
you
I
and I have one where we say boo.
I can't find it.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I'm just saying that was a terrible story.
You didn't like my story?
A scientist says, yeah, there might be
There's
aliens.
Probably aliens. Unless he's got
an
alien.
Astronomer.
So what? Yeah.
That's cool. It's not some freaking guy that hunts Bigfoot is like, oh yeah, I saw a UFO flying. It's not that. It's an astronomer, and he's like, dude.
I thought when
let's go alien hunting together. It could be a fun time.
When the military released saying, yeah, there's UFOs out there that we can't. That to me is an interesting story.
We just can't identify it.
Some guy named Joe who's just saying,
David
hey,
Kipping,
I think his name is Jimbo.
From Columbia
Jimbo.
University.
Yep.
Say it to his face.
There's some aliens
I want you
out
to call
there.
From what university?
Columbia University. I want you to call him, okay, and say it to his face. You don't know what you're talking about.
I will. You get him on the phone. Next break. Let's tell him he's... Wow.
All right. Coming up, first of all, we'll take the other two stories and we'll go ahead and put them on our podcast. This text says, can I take my vote back? So I'm just...
Oh! Oh!
All right. Our friend, Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo.
Is he our friend? Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo. He doesn't know.
You gotta whisper it.
Yeah. Jason Derulo did this TikTok video that involved him... A corn on the cob and a drill.
And a power drill, yeah.
And he said, let me show you a life hack that I learned. And I'll just go ahead and play it for you. As you hear it, what he's going to do is he's going to place the corn on the drill and then place it up to his mouth.
Oh.
So that way you don't have to worry about spinning the corn.
It spins itself
the drill
and you
will
just
do it.
Typewriter it.
Yeah. All you got to do is put your teeth there. And here is how it went down.
Uh-huh. Hey, have y'all seen this? I've always wanted to try it. Life hack.
Jason Derulo!
Oh!
Yeah.
Cinderella.
Is that, was that all the corn going in between his teeth?
That would be his teeth disappearing.
Falling out.
No.
Yeah.
He knocked the caps off of his front two teeth. He had must have been capped a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And shot him right out.
Took him right off.
But which is his fault.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like he also, like me, grew up on the Polygrip commercials. And the Polygrip commercials were all like, oh, it's hard for old people to eat corn until they use Polygrip, and then all the old people can eat corn. But that's like, corn ruins teeth. That's like the one thing. So if your front teeth are already fake, why would you go playing with that?
There is nothing about putting corn onto a drill and then putting up to my teeth that sounds like a good idea.
I don't think putting a power tool near your mouth at all is a good idea.
Yeah. But he did it, and man, did he pay the price. So it got me thinking, though, like, what is your food horror story? Because Jason Derulo, will now always be haunted by corn and power drills.
Yeah.
I asked this off air, and Jackson says to me,
I can never eat a bagel dog again.
You've been hurt by food?
I've been ruined by a bagel dog.
Please tell us what happened between you and a bagel dog.
So you have to understand how excited I was to have a bagel dog.
Okay.
Which is basically, they just take bagel dough, and they wrap it around a hot dog, cook it up real nice.
Yeah.
So it's a hot dog inside of a bagel, just like you would expect.
Right.
So me and my sister are going up to see a movie. And we sneak in to go to the Flying J to get some snacks to sneak in, and they've got bagel dogs. And I was like, "Oh my god, I'm getting a bagel dog!" Mm-hmm. And I just start screaming, "Bagel dog!" Everywhere I'm rolling down the window, I'm screaming "Bagel dog!" at everyone on the street.
Your friend's like, "He's special."
Yeah,
bless his heart.
bless his heart.
It was my sister. I was doing it half to annoy my sister. Uh-huh. I'm an older brother. That's what you're supposed to do. But so we get into the dark theater. And I'm like, I'd say 3/4 of the way through my bagel dog.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a dark theater.
Yeah.
Can't see anything. Mm-hmm. Bite into it, and there's a hair in there.
Oh.
I'm like, man. So I rip the hair out. I go back to it, because I'm that kind of guy.
No!
John!
Oh, trust me.
No, you don't.
Oh, yeah, I would not stop.
If there's a hair in your food, I'm not going to flag down a server.
For one hair?
Yeah, come on.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, you wouldn't do that for one hair.
Oh, no.
You wouldn't do that for one hair.
Oh, no.
I remove the hair, get another bite.
Sure.
There is a clump.
No, there isn't.
There is a clump. It looks like someone cleaned out their shower drain with my bagel dog!
No!
There was so much hair. I was like, someone murdered someone in a bagel dog factory. That is the only explanation.
Oh, no.
And I've never been so disappointed in my life because I've never been so excited in my life. And that was the day that I learned to manage my expectations. If you expect nothing, if you expect hair in your bagel dog, you'll be thrilled when there's not, but you're going to be okay if there is.
Hi, Max. Who's this?
Hey, John. It's Terry.
Terry, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I just listened to you guys talk about your horror stories.
Yeah, food horror stories. Jason Derulo lost 2 front teeth eating a piece of corn. Jackson bit into a bagel dog and instead had a big hairball.
Found a crime scene.
Oh, my gosh. What's your food horror story?
I was in Korea, and some guys that we met on the street took us out for dinner, and they told us we were going to eat what's called pochintang, which is dog soup.
Oh, no. No!
So we went to the restaurant, and they brought out the bowls, and of course, because we were foreigners, they wanted me to take my spoon, take a first taste of it and see how I liked it. First spoon I picked up had a piece of meat on it, and there was still a hair attached.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I bet.
Needless to say, it was not the best soup that I've ever had.
So you did take a bite of it though, because you were there and you didn't want to be rude, right?
I had to eat the soup because had I not, I would have offended them. So
okay, what's more offensive though? Not eating the soup or throwing up the soup in front of them?
No, you got to.
That's not the question here. The question is, what does dog taste like?
Thank you. That's what I want
to
know.
I need to know.
Terry, tell us.
I need to know.
It doesn't taste as good as steak. How's that?
That's a good answer. All right, all right, all right.
Thanks, Terry.
Yep, have a good one, guys.
This is doing wonders for my diet.
Monroe is horrified.
Dude, okay.
Yeah.
I, one time.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I told you my guacamole story.
I don't think so.
So, late night snack. Listen, I'm a late night snacker.
She is. She's okay. Like a wakes up at 2 a.m. on something.
Yeah. I don't know why. I just wake up and I'm like, huh, let's go eat something.
Yeah.
So, I go in the kitchen and there's like this guacamole that we used to get. This is like a long time ago. My mom used to get this guacamole and it comes in like a cup, like a plastic cup or whatever. So, I grab the guacamole, get some chips, and I'm eating it in the dark and I'm like, gosh, this is like, it's like, Pop Rocks in my mouth.
Oh.
Like, what's going on? Like,
yeah.
It's like pokey. Something's happening. Tingly. So I flip the light on and I look in, and the entire top of the guacamole is mold.
Oh, that's what it was, the Pop Rocks?
And it was the same color as the guacamole.
Oh, that's disgusting. This text says, I got food poisoning from an undercooked breakfast sandwich. I threw up so hard I burst a blood vessel in my eye.
Oh.
That's nasty.
That's pretty mad. I've seen that happen. People get black eyes from throwing up too hard.
Yeah.
Ooh. I feel like I need to do that right now.
I found.
Here we go.
I found a large toenail in some mashed potatoes. And let me tell you, it was from a big toe. I complained to the restaurant and received a message 2 days later telling me they wanted to send the offending article off to be checked, but would require a sample from me. Yes, this actually happened.
So they thought it was your DNA and you were just trying to get a free meal.
Yeah, I did not follow up out of ridiculousness.
That is ridiculous. You're right.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
One time my whole family went to a Mexican restaurant in Ogden, and my boyfriend ate almost his whole sandwich, and he found hair mashed in between everything. Still finished it.
Yep.
Yeah, just took it out.
I'm not gonna make it through this. It's just disgusting.
Oh, man.
Ugh.
My husband bought tamales from a guy in a parking lot and got intense food poisoning.
I have
a
friend.
Well, I'm sorry. You bought food from a parking lot.
Whoa. That's why I buy mine.
It's the only place to buy tamales.
Yeah.
Parking lot tamales are the only tamales worth eating.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you right now.
It is not worth the risk.
I did, however, have a friend. She got a huge burrito from a Mexican restaurant who we won't name.
Okay.
But she ate half of it the night before and it gave her food poisoning. She threw up. She was like, well, maybe it wasn't the burrito that gave me food poisoning. So she ate the second half of the burrito and she continued. She's like, definitely was the burrito. Yep.
Fool me once. I gotta be honest, I'm gonna be bummed when mixed homeschool is over. I've really enjoyed having the kids on every day and
it's
talking to
cute.
Them and seeing what they've been up to during this social distancing.
They are staying busy.
Yeah, if you don't know, mixed homeschool, the way it works is we just realized, man, life's hard right now. The kids, they're not going to school. They're not getting any social interaction. Why not have them call in and do a trivia game against Jackson? Jackson loves trivia. And so Corner Bakery heard about this, and they wanted to be involved. And they said, we'll give every kid lunch who calls in and plays. So what we do is we have a different child on each day at this time. They do trivia. We give them lunch from Corner Bakery, which, by the way, all 6 Corner Bakery locations are now open for a limited dine-in and curbside pickup. Get out of the house. Come enjoy Corner Bakery Cafe. Lunch, breakfast, dinner with safe and convenient service. And then we also send you the audio so you can send it off to friends and family and just be like, look, I was on the radio this morning. So let's do it. Let's play Mixed Homeschool.
Yeah.
Good morning, Keegan.
Good morning.
Keegan is in 6th grade, goes to Summit Academy Elementary in Bluffdale, and has been enjoying social distancing by playing Minecraft. Did I get all that correct?
Yes.
Okay, today I'm going to challenge you to build a Starbucks within your Minecraft world, okay?
That easy is easy peasy.
Easy peasy?
Huh. Okay. Right? That's easy. Keegan, right, Keegan?
Is it easy?
Yeah, I'm not a very good builder, but I'll try.
You could do it.
So you're not a builder in Minecraft. What do you do during Minecraft?
Redstone.
For those who might not be as familiar with Minecraft, what is Redstone?
Redstone is basically like engineering. Yeah, engineering and technology-ish.
Oh, really?
Oh, cool.
That's cool. Okay.
Well, suddenly I feel like your questions aren't hard enough.
I know. I should have picked 7th grade questions. Keegan, how do you feel like you're going to do today?
Good.
Okay. That's
good-ish.
You go. Good-ish. Good enough for us. Here we go. Question number one. What does the X stand for in Roman numerals?
10.
All right, solid.
Oh, there it is.
Boom, not even thinking about it.
Nope.
Jackson.
Yeah.
What does the M stand for in Roman numerals?
Ooh.
Oh.
M is 100?
It is? No, it's 1,000.
1,000.
Oh.
I don't know.
Boo, you lost.
That's
You're
fine.
You're terrible.
You lose. Good day, sir.
Again, just fine.
All right, Keegan, here we go. Question number two. What is half a diameter? So what do you call it if it's just half?
Ooh. Can you rephrase that?
Okay, so the diameter is the whole line across the circle. If you just did a line through half the circle, what would we call that line?
I think it's pretty radical.
Oh! Look
at you.
Look at Jackson.
Radical.
Radius? Radius is correct, yes. Jackson.
Yes.
What is the distance around the outside of the circle called?
That would be the circumference.
You are correct. Making up for that M debacle that we just went through.
Yeah.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
Super embarrassing M thing that
so
happened.
So embarrassing.
Keegan, the setting in a story is... Oh, this is a true or false question. The setting in a story is the time and place where the story takes place. So is that true or is it false? Again, the setting in a story is the time and place where the story takes place. Is that true or is it false?
True.
That is correct. True.
Good.
Doing excellent. 3 out of 5 as we continue on. Jackson.
Yeah.
What is the best-selling book series of all time?
I don't know. The Bible?
Book series.
Oh, so series.
More,
yeah,
it's
more
a
than
saga.
One. Yes.
There's not a Bible part 2.
That's not true.
All that, there's not a 3.
There
there's
is a 3.
Is there
according
a 3?
To the predominant
the
religion of this state.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
it's not Harry Potter, is it?
It is Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Great.
All right, moving on to the next one. Keegan.
Yes.
What does a cappella mean in music?
To sing without any music in the background.
Dang, Keegan is so smart.
Keegan is aka awesome. Is what it is. That's
awesome.
Fantastic.
Oh my gosh.
Jackson.
Yes.
Which singing voice is the highest pitch?
Tenor.
No.
No.
I'm sorry.
It's soprano.
It is the soprano.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. That's okay. Shake it off, but it's
I
not
knew
your
that.
Day. It's not Monroe's
you know
your
it's
head.
Bad when
Hair.
I know it.
All right. Final one, Keegan. What is the name of the process that plants use to make their food?
Ooh. Photosynthesis?
Photosynthesis is correct. Nice job. You got chlorophyll guy up there talking about
my borophyll.
Keegan, congratulations.
Wow.
You just won Miss Oscar. Making Summit Academy Elementary in Bluffdale very proud today. Keegan, you got it. We're going to give you lunch from Corner Bakery. We're going to send you the audio of you playing so you can send it off to friends and family. You did it. Have a great Memorial weekend.
You too.
All right, Jackson, let's get to the Showbiz Beat.
Oh, let's do it, Jonathan. Showbiz Beat all powered by Parents Empowered. All right, this is a sad story. So WWE star Shad Gaspard, he was out on Venice Beach in California on Sunday. He and his son were out playing in the ocean. His 10-year-old gets caught up in a riptide, and he goes in trying to save him. Ends up saving him, but he gets carried out to see himself.
Yeah.
And no one saw him.
Aww.
Until early yesterday. They found his body on Venice Beach. But like they said, Chad died making sure lifeguards were able to save his kid. So he's like, do whatever's got to happen to save this kid. He was only 39.
Yeah.
Oh,
isn't
man.
That so
That's
sad?
So sad.
The search they did for him also afterwards was pretty big for about a day and a half. Like, they tried to find him.
So hard.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but it's the ocean, you know? It's the biggest thing in the world. So
thank you. Yes.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Very sad. So, you know what? R.I.P. Shad. Mr. Rogers. Now, nicest human being in the entire world. You wouldn't think he's ever had any enemies until he came across Ice Cube.
What?
Because, so if you don't know, Ice Cube's song, A Gangsta's Fairy Tale, started with the Mr. Rogers theme song. Like, it opened with the exact same song. They sampled it. And Mr. Rogers didn't like the message of the song, so he sued them. And here's what Ice Cube said happened after that.
It's a trip because off this song, Mr. Rogers sued us. He was mad because we had the Mr. Rogers theme at the beginning of this. It's a Wonderful Day in the Neighborhood and all that. And he sued us and was getting like 5 cents a record till we took that part off.
I love that.
So they actually
I just like hearing him say, Mr. Rogers.
Sued us.
Mr. Yeah. Rogers.
So they actually went through and remastered it and got rid of it so that they didn't have to keep paying Mr. Rogers. But I'm like, it's 5 cents.
Just pay Mr. Rogers.
I don't think he was doing it for the money. He was hoping that they would take it
out.
That's
what he wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like he said, it was definitely the messaging of the song that made him uncomfortable. Like, that was what it was about.
Did I ever tell you that I met him? Mr.
Dude,
Rogers?
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
You bring it up all the time. Oh, hi, my name's John Morgan. Did you know that I once got to perform with Michael Jackson, and I also met Mr. Rogers.
The Michael Jackson one, I feel like, comes up more than the Mr. Rogers one.
Listen, my memory does not recall you ever talking about meeting Mr. Rogers, but that is relying on my memory, which is shoddy at best.
I'm telling you, I don't feel like I have.
I knew the story.
Really?
I knew the story. And that's why I rolled my eyes when you're like, the film's so beautiful.
It is so beautiful. Why do you hate Mr. Rogers?
I love Mr. Rogers, but you ruin it. You ruin him. You ruin Mr. Rogers for everyone.
Mr. Rogers was the sweetest guy.
I'm saying
he was the nicest guy. I met him on the set of Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. And at the time, there weren't any cameras. Mm-hmm. So I don't have a photo.
That sucks.
Did you get an autograph?
No, you don't do it.
He wrestled his head. Just like, oh, there
he
you go.
He talked to you for a second. Nicest guy. Yeah.
Now I bet he is.
And you ruined it. On the set of
Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, just after I performed in.
Good. We're going to take her microphone off. Okay. I was also on the set of Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, but just for, walking around.
Sure.
That's it. All right, Game of Thrones. Two stars are returning, are coming together for a new movie. Jason Momoa and Peter Dinklage, starring in a vampire movie based on Van Helsing.
Is Peter Dinklage Van Helsing?
No. Well, so Dinklage is going to play a vampire. A vampire hunter who teams up with Momoa's undead character to scam superstitious townspeople. So they're not actually.
Oh.
So Jason Momoa is going to be the quote vampire.
Uh-huh.
And then Peter Dinklage is going to be the little vampire hunter, and they're gonna trick people into giving them money for hunting all the vampires and getting rid of them.
There was a movie called Grimm's Fairy Tales with Heath Ledger that was very similar to this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Didn't that have Matt Damon in it, too?
Yes. That's I couldn't remember who the other person was. Yeah.
The twist is, though, that there are vampires, and they get mad at Jason Momoa and Peter Dinklage for tricking the townspeople.
It's like a Three Amigos situation, almost.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I mean, there are a lot of twists and turns. This is like a three-sentence story. And there was a twist in every sentence.
Got
every
it.
Word uh-huh. was a new thing. Uh-huh. So I'm pretty excited about this. The Peter Dinklage as a vampire hunter? That's incredible.
Against Jason Momoa.
That's the biggest man in the world.
That's the best part about
I
it.
I know. It's going to be incredible. All right. That's your Showbiz Beat.
Oh, thank you, Jackson. Hey, coming up, we'll play the celebrity birthday game. I pity the fool who can't win today. Let's play the celebrity birthday game.
Yeah.
All right, celebrity birthday game. We love to celebrate the celebrities whose birthdays are today. Celebrities and quasi-celebrities, I would say. And the way we do it is we try to guess exactly how old they are. We play Price is Right rules, meaning if you go over, you are out. We have got Monroe.
Yo.
We have got producer Danny.
Yes.
And we have got Jackson.
Hello.
All right, Monroe, since you're out, we're going to go back to you to start today. Mm. As we wish, Judge Reinhold. A very happy birthday, Judge Reinhold. He played Neil in the Santa Claus franchise, the one with the funny sweaters each time.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Okay.
He was in Beverly Hills Cop. He was in Arrested Development, where he played Judge Reinhold.
Mm-hmm.
Like Judge Judy.
Yeah, as a judge.
Yeah, exactly. That is Judge Reinhold. Monroe, you grew up, you know who Judge Reinhold is, though.
I don't know. Okay, was he in Ruthless People?
Yes.
Okay, I know who you're talking about.
Okay.
That was a great movie.
Yes.
Man, that hurt getting that out of there.
It was amazing that you pulled it.
I'm gonna have to watch
that, though. Judge Reinhold, how old is he today?
He is 54.
54. Producer Danny?
56.
Jackson, you know who Judge Reinhold is?
No.
From Arrested Development?
I only know him from that one cameo on Arrested Development, but I don't know. I thought
you guys
maybe
never watched the Santa Claus? He's in all three of them.
I watched them when I was a kid.
Oh, you haven't watched them back?
No.
With the kids, we watch them every year.
See, that's the thing, though. I don't have kids, so I don't watch a lot of that older kid stuff. I'm going to say 57?
63, so Jackson gets the point.
Wow.
As we move on to Gautier.
Gautier. Didn't have to.
What's his real name?
Somebody I used to know.
Yes, but what's his real name?
He was just someone, I don't know, because it's someone I used to know.
Gautier's real name is Wouter Wally de Backer. And he said, you know what? Call me Gautier.
Gautier. That's probably a better
option. Wouldn't you just
pick
something like Sam? Wouldn't you just pick something super simple?
Nah.
He wanted to be an artiste.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He won 3 Grammy Awards back at the 55th annual Grammy Awards show.
For one song.
For one
song. Yeah, he's like a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, completely. That's who he is. Gaudier, it's his birthday. We celebrate him. Ugh. How old is he? Producer Danny.
40.
40 exactly.
Oh, wow. What?
What? I would have thought younger for sure.
2 points for Danny, 1 point for Jackson as we move on to the final one, meaning Monroe, you got to get this directly if you want to even tie it for the day.
Okay.
I could take it.
Happy birthday, Mr. T.
Hey,
I pity the fool.
Mr. T was a star on the TV show The A-Team back in the day, and then he was in Rocky III. He played boxer Clubber Lang.
But growing up, for me, he was always just the guy in all the infomercials.
That's what he did.
Like, he just did infomercials forever after that.
No, he's the guy that came out with the classic hit, Respect Your Mama.
Yes. Oh, I wish I would have grabbed that audio. Yeah.
It's the best song ever.
It is the best song. My favorite Mr. T story is that he angered the residents of Lake Forest, Illinois by cutting down more than 100 oak trees on his estate. And the local newspaper referred to the incident as the Lake Forest Chainsaw Massacre.
Okay.
Mr. T.
Single-handedly.
It's his birthday. How old is he today?
Ooh, he's got to be getting older. 74.
74. Monroe.
70?
70. Danny.
69.
You all went over 68, which means Danny won the game.
Yeah.
Good job, Danny.
Before Monroe's pocket full of sunshine, did you hear that Jackson got stopped by the police yesterday?
You did?
I had the police called on me.
Yeah. What did you do?
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I went to the park, I went to the pond, and I did some magnet fishing. It's something I do from time to time just to wind down. It's a big magnet on a rope. You throw it in, see if there's anything metal in the pond.
Okay.
Pretty relaxing.
Well, I don't understand why you do this.
Well, because occasionally
you find murder weapons.
You can find weapons, you can find car keys, phones, wedding rings.
Yeah.
Someone gets mad, throws their ring in.
So is this the equivalent of a guy walking around the beach with a metal detector?
Oh, yeah, very similar.
Yep.
Okay.
Just in the water.
Yeah. I'd love to dabble around with a metal detector, too. Oh. They'd be so fun. But that's not what we're here for.
Uh-uh.
I was magnet fishing. So it is, I mean, I'm out there, I'm throwing this heavy magnet all the way out as far as I can. I got a rope and everything. Then an officer approaches me, says, "Oh, are you just magnet fishing?" I go, "Yeah." And he goes, "Oh, well, we got a report that somebody was throwing things at ducks." I'm sorry, what? He's like, "Yeah, and sometimes you can fly fish out here, so we just want to make sure that that's..." I'm like, no. That's not what you were checking up for, fly fishers. Somebody thought I, with malicious intent, walked over to the park and started hucking things at the ducks, hurling them.
I'm glad he stopped you.
Yeah.
And once he found out you were magnet fishing, I still would have probably kicked you out.
No, because he was just like, "All right, have a great day." I was like, "Now, if he asked me about the pelicans I was throwing things at, that would have been a very different story."
So funny. All right, Monroe. Give us a pocket full of sunshine.
Well, we have another great kid to talk about today. Man, these kids are really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that they step up. You, like, as a parent, don't you always look at your kids like, they can't handle the truth?
Yeah.
Shelter them. Mm-hmm. And then they learn the truth and they just...
They're fine.
Yeah.
They're better at...
They
than
handle
you are.
Things way better. Mm-hmm. So there is this 10-year-old in Connecticut that started a charity last year that sends art kits to kids in foster care and underfunded schools. So she was handing out about 200 kits a month, 10-year-old, but stepped it up when the crisis hit, and she sent out another 1,500 kits since March.
You want to hear her?
Yes.
There you go.
It's Chelsea from Chelsea's Charity. I hope you're at home enjoying those art kits I gave you. Now that we're all home, that gives us more time to do what matters most. We can spend time with our family. And art is important to me because no matter how bad I'm feeling, my art supplies are always there for me. I use glue, paint, paintbrushes, crayons, markers, and so much more. And I added those in all of your kits.
She sounds cute. She's a go-getter.
Dude, yeah, she really is.
Go-getter.
A real go-getter.
That's cool. We haven't talked about this on air yet at all, because I was hoping to have like a a good news kind of ending to the whole thing, like a positive note. We're not.
It just gets worse every time she goes.
I know. So let's talk about what's been going on in your life, because it's been a hard day.
What part of my life do you want to talk about? The rash?
Well, let's start with the rash.
The hamster,
and
the
then
dog?
Move into the hamster. Yes, that's kind of what I was thinking here.
Okay. I've had a rash since January.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for the most part, it's just been a medical mystery.
Yeah.
For the doctors, right?
You've gone to a few.
I've gone to my regular doctor, mm-hmm. and she was like, I don't know. So she sent me to a dermatologist, and then that dermatologist sent me to a different dermatologist, and then I was talking to my son's pediatrician, who said, wow, you should really talk to a different dermatologist. So, yeah, I got quite the round of opinions going on. They now, took a biopsy.
Has anyone had the same opinion about the...
No.
Okay.
No, all not right. at all. Nope, mm-hmm. nope. We've had mites and scabies and stress.
Uh-huh.
Poor immune system, or my immune system's just fired up, ready to go. But the latest, yesterday, do you want me to talk about this?
Yes.
You want me to say this
Let's hear
on the
it.
Air?
I want you to say it. Say it.
I don't want to.
Say it.
Please. It was my favorite thing that anyone's
ever said.
He brought
such joy to Jackson.
He really did.
They think that it's fleas.
Monroe has fleas!
Monroe has fleas!
Why don't we get her a flea collar?
And she's bringing her fleas here into the studio.
Hello, mother. Hello, father.
Did you ever listen to the Canine Advantix commercial?
Yeah.
How'd you end up with fleas if you're using Canine Advantix?
Here's the thing. They just think that, I don't know. That's what this... We're going to the vet today to figure it out.
So you're taking now...
Fleas. But fleas don't live on humans. They can bite them.
Okay.
And your body will react to it, you know, because it's something biting you. So they think it's fleas.
So you think it's fleas. So you're not only taking your dog today to the vet, but also you've decided to spray the house, which makes complete sense.
Have an exterminator come.
Yeah.
Listen, you try to sleep when someone tells you, hey, you got fleas.
So you go like, okay, that's the end of the story. Here's the problem with having an exterminator over to the house right now.
We have a missing hamster.
Oh, no.
Princess Bam Bam Sparkle Pants got out of her cage, and she is gone. So I'm going to just kindly, like, whisper.
Oh, my gosh.
So they're going to exterminate, and that's going to be the end of Princess Bam Bam Sparkle Pants.
R.I.P.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So right now we're leaving treats out at night to lead to her cage to try to get her to go back in her cage so we can save the poor thing.
Oh, my. Is that what your daughter Ella's doing to try to... catch Princess Bam Bam
Sparkle
Pants?
Yeah, she lays out her favorite treats. You know her little heart treats?
Yes.
That I give her every morning?
Uh-huh.
She just sits there and chews on them. All so cute.
Yeah.
So we're laying those out with a trail that leads back to her cage.
You know
hoping.
What might work? I had a hamster.
Yes, what do you have, Danny?
And if you vacuum, it like kind of scares them out of wherever they're at.
Okay. Okay.
I always found my hamster that way.
Really?
Yeah, every time.
All right.
Okay.
Try it today.
Okay.
See what happens before
vacuuming.
The, you know, exterminator comes and
whisper in his ear,
the
like,
hamster didn't catch the fleas running around the
house. Hey, when you're oh my gosh, what if the hamster gets fleas?
Gosh.
Can you dip the hamster in that flea stuff?
I sure hope so. That's what you're supposed to do with her.
Oh my gosh, that poor thing. Well, at least she has food.
I think we all just need to take a second and remember.
Pour one out for Monroe.
I got a rash. I got fleas. The hamster's missing.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm ever going to look at my dog the same.
So it's going well.
We're falling apart,
yeah,
John.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Rough stuff.
Yesterday, Monroe went shopping, but she decided she didn't want to go alone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So she FaceTimed with her sister the entire time.
Cute.
And you thought that was fun?
It was a blast.
Was it?
Because listen, my sister, she's like the master interior decorator, right? She just gets it. And I'm terrible with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, like, I don't get the difference between rustic and modern rustic mid-century Norwegian. I don't understand what that means.
Now, is she the one who inspired you to change your living room and like paint the bricks and everything? Was that okay?
Yeah,
got it.
Yeah, she didn't want it to be pastel purple.
Uh huh.
But yeah, she
right.
was the one that.
Yeah. Okay.
So, so I was at home, you know, walking around,
mm-hmm.
and she's like my decorator. She's my go-to.
Mm-hmm.
She's my opinion person. So I just had to FaceTime her and be like, hey, what do you think about this?
So you walked around showing her things.
Uh-huh. And then they had a huge clearance section.
Uh-huh.
And so she was like, ooh, let me see. Do they have anything that's like tribal looking, you know? And So
I've seen people like you at the store before.
Oh my gosh, I was so loud too. I had her on speaker.
That's what I was going to ask because I just know Monroe.
Uh-huh. I had her on speaker.
Oh my gosh.
The worst is at the grocery store when people are on the phone.
Yes.
Because they just get in everybody's way and they're going so slow and...
Yes.
Ugh.
Oh, man. Yeah. Dude, I mean, I had stuff laid out, too. I'm like, okay, well, does it look all good together? When it's all together, does it look good? Like, in the middle of the aisle, I would do this. And then I had to lay the rugs out on the floor so I could, like, step back and see them.
I'm beginning to think someone just threw fleas on you. That's what I think happened.
And then we were laughing, like, oh, that basket looks like it was handmade.
Are you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah.
Did you know that there was a high school dance at the White House?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
It was for
just
the
one time.
One time only. It was for the Holton Arms School prom back in 1975 when Gerald Ford was president. His daughter was a senior of Holton Arms, and they decided to hold prom at the White House. And she and her boyfriend broke up right before prom. Yeah, I know.
Her dad threw her a prom at the White House and her boyfriend broke up again.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, man.
That's too much pressure. Because if that dad can get a prom at the White House, I mean,
oh, totally.
I bet Secret Service roughed him up.
Yeah.
I bet he was like, no, I can't do this. Because I guarantee maybe he threw prom at the White House so he could watch.
Oh, yeah, he could be there.
Yeah.
Staring.
Well, all the chaperones.
Yeah.
All the chaperones that were there. He's like, listen. I want two eyes on her at all times.
That'd be a
like
cool
20
place.
Eyes.
That's cool, isn't it, though?
Yeah,
like
that is cool.
Yeah, if they could do that. Do they do them here at the Rotunda? Like in the?
Yeah,
I believe so.
Okay, we don't.
Yeah, I always wanted to go, remember? But the guy I wanted to go with didn't ask me. He asked someone else.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to bring that up.
I never went to my prom.
I'm so sorry to bring that up.
Went to prom three times.
I know, I went a few times
and
myself.
And you won, too.
Oh, yeah. I was prom prince when I was a junior. I was prom queen when I was a senior. Thank you so much.
Oh,
Jackson, final thoughts as we head on out.
I'm going to go home and put on my tiara today and just lounge.
Oh, my gosh.
That's my final thought.
Oh, that is your final thought.
I legit am just going to go lounge in my tiara all day.
Producer Danny, final thoughts.
So I still want to name our gnome.
Oh, yeah, we didn't do that
yet. So we're going to do a poll. I'm going to post a picture of
we
him.
We haven't done the poll yet?
Yeah. Danny, if you could just take care of that, that would be great.
Yeah, I got it.
We finally pared it down to Dwayne the Gnome Johnson or Selena Gomez.
Okay.
Yep.
Which is, I mean, Selena Gomez.
That's
so
a tough call.
Head over to
Instagram. I like Dwayne the Gnome Johnson just because it doesn't make much sense, and he's so tiny.
He's so tiny. That's the problem.
Go to Instagram. We'll announce it tomorrow at this time, the name of the gnome that's here in the studio from the RSL Team Store. Instagram handles Mix1051 Utah. Monroe, final thoughts.
Well, check out the podcast.
Yeah.
I missed the story about what's going on in my house.
Whew, it'll make you feel better.
I might explain... like these bags under my eyes.
Yeah, you can download our podcast on any of the directories. Just search for The Mix Morning Fix. Hey, why is your nose in the middle of your face?
I don't know, John. Why is there a nose in the middle of your face?
Because it's the center. Center.
Oh, scent.
Scent.
S-C-E-N-T.
Oh,
center.
I get it.
Dead joke! Woo!
Hated it.
Let's get to the podcast extras. The stories that did not make it on air. Jackson, did you win?
No,
I did.
Monroe won.
Yeah, remember you tried to boo me.
Oh, yeah.
I got telling an alien story.
We need to find
a proper boo.
Yeah.
Oh, I could collect a few of them, and then we can decide which one. Like we did with the other buzzer that you decided not to use any of.
I didn't like any of your buzzers. There.
I didn't like any of your buzzers either.
Mm-hmm.
Both of you can find your own buzzers then.
But I don't like your buzzer.
My story comes to us from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Okay.
Hello, Pittsburgh.
Hello, Pittsburgh.
Good.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
No, that's not what we're doing.
It's enough. This is the coolest house for sale right now.
Okay.
Okay. Because it has an indoor beach. Like
an indoor beach. Yeah. How does that even
so
happen?
It is just like a little tiny, it's a Rambler almost. Like it's not huge.
Oh,
it's in like a suburb. But they've went through and they've like decorated a whole room so the floor is sand. And the walls have like wallpaper to make it look like you're hanging out on the beach with a bunch of palm trees. So one room is just the indoor beach room, which
this just seems like a bad 80s movie to me.
Well, so come to find out, that was definitely decorated in the 80s. No, this is from the 70s, excuse me.
Oh, was it really?
Then, so there's sand and shells and beachy wallpaper.
Yeah.
They also have a spaceship room. It looks like a conference room, but it's straight up Star Trek. Buttons and lights on all the walls, monitors. It looks so fun. Like, you just sit around. I want to have a conference in my spaceship room. It looks like a control center.
Why did they decide to do this to their house?
Hippies.
I assume. That's all you need to
hippies
say.
Hippies don't like space.
But, well,
I guess that's
like,
nature, huh? It's natural.
Yeah.
It's natural.
It's like everything
space.
As long as, you know, they've imbibed. Mm-hmm. So that's it.
As long as they have patchouli
they're
cool.
Doing some substances.
Okay.
They wander on into the spaceship room. Sure. Suddenly, they're actually in space, man.
Gosh.
They're actually there. So think
that's
of it.
That's deep, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Deep.
Anyway. And they also have another room. So they have the spaceship room, but they also have another room that's decorated like a 13th century castle. The house.
Okay, I would like
it. It just keeps getting worse.
It's crazy. I love it. I love it. So space room almost looks like the Star Trek control room. It's mm-hmm. that's what you should be picturing.
Okay.
The home also has a pool. So
it's
and
a
the
nice
back
house.
The backyard
is it
though
in
it's
a room somewhere?
Pretty dis. No, it's
is it
outside.
Next to the beach.
It's pretty disappointing.
It's an
when
actual
you think about
pool.
Yeah. Just okay. A deck and a pool.
Okay.
And it's pretty disappointing when you know what's going on inside
well,
the house.
Because
it's like, well, this is, you know, just pool.
It's just
why
a pool.
Isn't it a pool shaped like a hippopotamus or something?
Why isn't it an actual clamshell that like,
yeah.
You have to utter a secret password and
that's
it opens?
What I'd like to know. Okay, now remember, this house is in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. So,
Pittsburgh.
How much would you pay for a house with all of these amenities? I wish I had square footage, I don't.
$400,000. It sounds like a mess.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's going to take a lot of fixing.
Okay, it depends on the quality of the wallpaper that you're speaking of. I mean,
it's also
three
bed, one bath.
Yeah.
Is the wallpaper on like perfect? Because you know how when you lay wallpaper, like back in the day, there was two types of people. Some people would line up the flowers.
Uh-huh.
So it just looked like a continuation.
Yes.
But some people didn't care.
I know.
That the design continued.
Mm-mm.
So. That depends. I'm guessing they're not the lineup kind of people.
Probably not.
So I'm going to say 150.
150. Danny?
I bet it's like something ridiculous, like $500,000.
Monroe, $159,000. And this home
no
could
way.
Be yours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sold.
I'm telling you, that thing's a mess.
It's great.
You'll buy that thing, walk in, and realize...
No,
it is a money.
It probably stinks in there.
No.
You're gonna. I mean, if you don't want to buy it as is, like if you don't want these things, it is gonna. You're gonna have to gut it.
Yeah.
There's, like this is all installed into the house. You can't just cover it up with some paint.
Beach and house.
Sure,
dude,
I can send you.
Okay, think about the
like
FanX crew here.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could probably rent that for a decent amount. I bet it's a little bit of an investment. Airbnb. Like, oh hey, you ever. Wanted to have a space conference at your business.
I hear what you're saying.
The Michael Scotts of the world?
Yeah.
They'd buy into it.
I'm going to put the realtor listing. We're on YouTube
yes,
right
please.
Now. So I'm going to realtor.com is where you can look at all of it and buy it if you're interested. I don't know what you're interested in, but I'm going to put that in the comments on the YouTube stream in the
awesome.
Chat.
Awesome. Perfect. Have you been to one of those cereal stores? That you go to and you get a mixer cereals. There's one in Cottonwood.
No.
Oh,
yeah.
They have one in Vegas, don't they?
They is it still there? It could be. I know there was one there.
Okay.
I've seen them in a few airports as well. So you go up and you can pick your cereals and put them together and add in cut up banana or strawberries and then choose your milk. And it's really fun. Well, Kellogg's is getting into it. They're going to start doing mashups. So they are taking some of their favorites, putting them together in the same box.
No.
Yeah. Oh, I mix them up all the time.
Listen,
mm-hmm.
If you, whatever you do in the privacy of your own home is your business. It's none of mine.
How
I don't want to know what kind
me?
Of.
You don't. You guys don't ever mix your cereals?
No.
Listen, you know
really?
What my husband does to my children.
I know. What you do to your cereal is, it breaks my heart. To
listen,
see
I can't fight him on everything.
I know. I understand.
Okay? Mm,
you can't have a war on all fronts.
No.
Well, they're going to start with Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops in the same box. And then each month they're going to do a different mashup. I'm the only cereal eater who's excited about this.
I feel like I could get into it. It would just really depend.
Mm.
It would really, really, really depend.
Yeah, no, I'll choose. If I want to go down that road, I'll choose my own. Thank you very much.
Oh, I do every week. Every weekend when I have cereal, I grab all the kids' different ones and I just put them together in one big bowl.
Huh.
And that's my pre-breakfast snack.
And then you take a sugar nap for a while.
I gotta tell you, my body does not used to it when I eat that. That
yeah, no. You're not a sweet tooth, no. So I'd imagine you need some insulin.
But I love cereal so much. All right, there you go. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We'll have a brand new episode back tomorrow. If you don't mind, give us a review, rate us, subscribe to us, download a bunch of episodes for Memorial Weekend. It all does help. Have a great day. Bye-bye.